right where we thought we'd be in the penultimate week of high school football. Bishop Gorman versus Liberty for what feels like the umpteenth year. The two powers facing off in the upper level for the right to get to the state championship against a Northern representative. And in the Class 3A, not as quite where we expected, but Desert Pines taking on Mojave for the state championship. Only two games to really discuss this week on Prep Sports Now, all winding down. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Liberty and Gorman, I think when you have two teams that are this far above everyone every year, you hope you can get a competitive game, but that really has not been the case in recent years. Any hope that we get something different this year?
You know, I thought last year when Liberty had those two good wide receivers, right? Dado, Akihito, a Division I quarterback, and Oblad slinging it around, you thought it would be close, and it just got out of hand, right? The final was 84-8. Was Gorman 70-whatever points better than Liberty? Probably not, but things, when you're not perfect against Gorman, can get out of hand quick, right? And the only way for a Liberty or an Arborview who have good players, who are physically well put together, who have good schemes, who are well organized and coached, right now the only way to compete with Gorman is you kind of have to be perfect, right? So we saw with Arborview 7-7 against Gorman after the first quarter last Thursday, right? Or Friday. Right? Friday.
Yep.
Last Friday. And then they get the ball inside their 20-yard line, and they fumble. Arborview does. And literally, next thing you know, a 7-7 game is 28-7. Now, if that fumble doesn't happen, they still have to punt. Gorman gets a short field. They're probably going to score anyways. But, I mean, you literally – you can't have a mistake. You've watched this over the years, right? I go back to our favorite moment together, Case.
I think this is like five straight weeks.
Okay. Right. But that 2010 Bishop Gorman Arborview game, I mean, Bishop Gorman Palo game back and forth, right? Early, first half.
For a
half,
while.
First
yeah.
half, right? And then Gorman goes long at the end of the first half, scores are up 7-3. They win the game big. So we've seen throughout the years local teams keep close with Gorman for a half, right? There was the North Carolina UNLV night where Liberty was only losing by a few amount in the third quarter, right? They were down like two or three midway through the third quarter. Nico Capelli had some great touchdown runs in the first half. Liberty's big offensive line was able to get its way. Centennial even, remember they had the long Ramondre Stevenson touchdown run. Legacy was up at half one year against Gorman, right? So we've seen teams have varied levels of success, but it's tough to sustain it all the way through. I always say if you could get to halftime against Gorman, you got live action, right?
That hasn't really proven out to be the case.
Totally right, because what happens is Gorman just gets stronger as the game wears on, and the other teams, they run out of gas. And again, when you have to be near perfect to win, one little miscue of one of your 11 players – whether it be an interception or a bad call from the coach or a false start against somebody or a fumble or missing an extra point, you're done. You know what I'm saying? And so the question we're going to is Liberty, which arguably has its best defense in its little eight-year run, correct? Are they going to be able to slow Gorman down enough? Well, possibly. They haven't played a team like Gorman all year. And when they did, they played that team.
I was about to say, maybe that Florida team.
And
they struggled.
They struggled, yeah, with the speed. And, I mean, not that this Gorman team is – this Gorman team's a shadow, let's be honest, of what it was last year, right? Last year they had those eight – they had the National Player of the Year at quarterback. They had a guy who's starting for SC right now in the secondary. They still had the EA Gate guy who was just a freak, right?
I don't know who that is.
Number 10, EA Goleite, kid going to USC, the linebacker. Pelelete.
Oh, Gayoteote?
Same guy, yeah.
I thought he played. Is he hurt?
No, he played, yeah.
Okay. But oh, they still have him.
They still have
yeah,
him,
gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So what I'm saying is that, I mean, Liberty's going to have to be near perfect, bro.
Yeah, you mentioned the 84-8 loss last year. Other recent scores in the series, 50-0, 62-21, it looks like. And then they didn't play. This will only be the fourth straight year they've played. They didn't play in 2013.
Yeah, Dado's freshman year, Liberty lost up north in the semis to Reed. Remember, he had that questionable catch, no catch, and we kept getting the film of it.
Gotcha. So, yeah, if you want to go back to even when the game was somewhat competitive, they lost 63-10 in 2012. I guess 2011 was the kind of Kua year where they kind of had a chance at halftime. That's been a long time now, though. And
was that the North Carolina night?
I didn't realize that was the – yeah.
Same
yeah,
night. Yeah. The game was at the ranch, right?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wait, the ranch?
It was at Rancho.
Oh, Rancho. Okay.
Come on, bro. So, you got to speak my language.
I've never heard that referred
You've never
to,
heard it as the ranch?
No. Well, we don't really talk about Rancho very much, unfortunately, because they're on the comeback trail. Maybe they could mirror the success of Mojave, who I think has been just as bad as Rancho since I've been in town, and yet now finds themselves in the state championship. They go up north and not only win, as you said they couldn't do, but post a blowout win, 42-13, I believe, and now they get to challenge Desert Pines, try to take Desert Pines down from winning a second straight state championship.
My guy, Lake Tahoe guy, who you know I love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love that guy. He's a wealth of information about the North. He's also a big advocate of the North. And he had an interesting point on Twitter. He said, okay, well, Mojave, great story, right? Still a school of 2,000 students. Whereas the Northern schools, you know, they have graduation classes of 80 to 100 kids. So 500 students, right?
Okay. So I don't really, I mean.
Just saying that. You know, I think he brought up a good argument that the way things are aligned in Nevada, there's just no easy way. There's no either solution because you're either lumped with Arbor, Liberty, and Gorman and getting smashed, or
again, Gorman's in their own class. But.
Again, you're yeah, but if it wasn't Gorman winning, it'd be Arbor versus Liberty every year in the finals, right?
We've at least seen them get upset at times.
Canyon,
they both lost.
Canyon snuck in there and got one.
Legacy beat Arbor once, right?
5 years ago with Casey Hughes.
Centennial beat Arbor less than 5 years ago.
Yeah, but for the most part, you would argue that Arbor versus Liberty would be back and forth every year, right? Liberty over here.
That would be the big favorite.
Okay, either way, the other teams aren't getting near them, right? Arguably. Arguably. There's just a class difference, right?
Definitely a class difference.
You got like El Dorado and Valley, who, while they have X amount of students, aren't going to have a prayer, right?
Yeah.
You have Mojave, while they have X amount of students, they don't have a prayer unless they're in the 3A. And no discredit to them, a phenomenal group of kids, many of whom played on the same youth football team, right? The Green Machine, coming together, having a great high school run, right? They've got a breakout star in the Walker kid, who I think you could argue, regardless of classification, is a really good player, correct?
You could argue. I don't think there's any argument.
Okay.
I think it's clear.
Okay, it's clear. He's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
So really happy that the kids from Mojave are getting a chance to play in the state championship game. They did something that they should be extremely proud of, right? They went on the road to Mesquite and won. They went up to Reno and won. And, you know, obviously it's a school that doesn't have a lot. And pretty cool that they got to go on a, you know, bus ride, hotel night. And they showed up and played a great game. And what do you know? It's Thanksgiving. And usually at Mojave on Thanksgiving, you're getting ready for your first wrestling meet. You're not eating too much of Tommy the Turkey because you got to weigh in, right? And now you're getting ready to play a football game. You won double-digit games. Think about that. How long would it take Mojave to win 10 games in the Tyrone Armstrong era?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Several years, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So they won double-digit games. They're creating all these memories. And this isn't like a waving the white flag type of deal, right? Because, you know, I was at the first Mojave DP game, and DP smashed them.
I picked Mojave in that game. They lost 35-6.
Okay, but DP just ran the rock, no questions asked, plowed away. Now, the Walker kid got banged up, and he wasn't able to go the whole game. So if his wheel is back on the car because he's still going through the ups and downs, do you pound the rock with that kid 40 times and see what happens, or do you use him as a decoy?
So he's still banged up.
He's not ready. He's not 100%. But I mean, this is it, bro. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, he's gonna rest throughout the week, and I think he's gonna be in the best possible condition he's gonna be in.
I mean, you got one game. You've been playing football, right? As a kid, man, you got live action in the state championship game. You ball out, bro. You leave the will on the field.
You gotta find some way to use him. But I think, as we pointed out last week, they do have some other guys too. I think they have some playmakers. So get the ball to those guys. Get creative of how you get it to them. But yeah, I mean, Walker definitely is gonna figure in big time, and the best he can do for you, I mean, you have to go with that and do.
And I just, the thing, I guess, after being there for the first game and just watching, I mean, DP, bro, plowed through him running the rock, right? Are they going to be able to stop him?
And that seems kind of hard to fathom right now, just because DP seems like they're such at another level. It seems like they've really clicked in and are pretty much unstoppable right now. They beat Spring Creek 50-28 down here, the team they beat for the state championship last year. They haven't been in a close game since, I don't know, the beginning of the year when they lost the close game in California. They've blown out everyone else. Of course, they got blown out by Arborview, of course, but just the overall point, they haven't been in a close game, and I think you'd have to kind of be reaching here to say that Mojave's going to hang with them.
Here's the deal, and the thing with DP is many of their Jimmies and Joes are sophomores, right? They got a lot of Jaden King, a lot of guys who are underclassmen.
Case, no Jimmies or Joes that I see.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Case, because you're athletic. You were an athlete at one point in your life.
Okay.
Do you still label yourself as an athlete?
Debatable. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'd have to mull it over.
Okay. Do you think that DP may be overlooking Motown? They already killed them one time. Bad choice of words. They already demolished them once, right? They know that they're heavy favorites. They're reading LasVegasSun.com, where Case Kiefer is going to give them a dub by multiple touchdowns.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Possibly referee swinging his arm to run the clock. Do you think that may help Mojave, the fact that the Desert Pines kids may be overlooking them?
I just, from being a quote-unquote athlete, like you said, you're, like, just all that you said about Mojave, like, this is the state championship game, this is so big, you're not overlooking anyone on the state championship game. Okay. I don't buy that at all. I don't think Desert Pines is thinking, oh, we've already won. They're playing. It'd be one thing if they're playing a team they already destroyed in the semifinals. Maybe they'd feel like we're going to walk over them. But this is the state championship. I don't think any team comes in overlooking or not bringing their best.
So, you know my narrative. I grew up here. I've got a pretty good knowledge of the history of our town. And before Gorman came along and Solomon got his 4 and Martell got his 3, to be a quarterback and win multiple states, pretty significant, right? Pretty cool. It's like Tim Tebow-ish, right?
How many state championships did Tim Tebow win in high school?
I think he won 4, but I was talking in college with Florida.
He didn't win 4 in high school, in college.
No, but multiple in college.
He won 2.
Multiple, that's more than
and
one.
He won
multiple.
Only one as a starter.
He played.
He played like 8 snaps.
Did he get a ring? His name on the wall?
That is not the same as Tate Martell. You just used Tate Martell and Anu Solomon, who played every down.
Okay, well, before you yell at me, shout out to the Tyler Williamson kid, right? Quarterbacking in 2 state championship games. And for Desert Pines, we were like, okay, they're done. They lost Tony Fields. They lost Randall Grimes. They lost Isaiah Morris. They lost Patassi, right?
Well, I kind of take issue with that we said they were done. You picked them. You said they were an easy state championship winner the whole year.
Yeah, you're right. But after they hadn't scored. They didn't score till like October. But
I know,
anyways,
that was pretty crazy at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think that could be overlooked, too, that Williamson has 2 because of all that happened with their quarterback situation last year. So it is a good overarching point. I just think state championship-wise, a starter for 2 years is a big deal. And Tebow was not a starter for 2 years in college, so I didn't like that comparison.
You hate Tebow, that's why.
No, I just it didn't work. You can admit that it's not true. He won 1 as a starter. Williamson's going to have 2 in high school as a starter. If
potentially.
What we're saying is right.
Potentially.
What do you think, who has a better chance, Mojave or Liberty?
That's a great question. I mean, I came to the conclusion, maybe it was when I was watching the Faith Gorman game, that like every year I try to talk myself into thinking that somebody has a chance to beat Gorman. Or if they play, and I hate to use this word again, but if they play the perfect game, if they play an error-free game, that they have a chance to beat Gorman. And I just don't see it happening. You know, this Liberty team has been through a lot this year, man. And at the same time, I mean, bro, Mojave won one game last year. I mean, this is Mojave. And you know me, I like to look at the name on the front of the jersey. You know, I'd say Liberty has a better chance than Mojave.
Wow, I would totally disagree. I'd say Mojave for sure.
I mean, so, are we just like totally riding on the side. Mean, I think sounding from our tone that we're kind of both riding off Liberty.
I mean, yeah, but like I said, it's nothing against Liberty. I love Liberty. I think they've done a great job with their program.
Everybody loves Liberty,
but Gorman
including
is just
Gorman.
Another level. No one can play against Gorman. I think something crazy could happen, and we could see Mojave be in a close game, and then in a close game, anything can happen. I don't see a scenario where this is Gorman Liberty is closer than.
And the thing is, I have
four
so
or five
much
touchdowns.
I have so much appreciation for how Liberty goes about playing Gorman. You know what I'm saying? Like, Morocco is standing out there with a megaphone, and anybody that wants to go by to listen to him, he's like, hey, here's the deal. Everything we do is with one game in mind, Friday's game, right? Every move the man makes for the last whatever years has been with the one goal, to beat Gorman, and not just to beat Gorman, to be the first Nevada team to beat Gorman. He tells anybody that. He'll tell Kenny that. Listen, Kenny, I'm coming to get you.
Daddy's used this exact word.
Bro, he's
Kenny
probably
Sanchez,
they
okay.
I don't know. Maybe they've gotten together somewhere, and he's like, Kenny, I like you. Just want to let you know, I'm coming to get you. I don't know. It will break the ice. Gorman's not going to win every game forever, even though it feels that way, and even though next year we'll be going on a decade of dominance with 10, right? Mm-hmm. But when it happens, it will break the internet at our site.
Yeah, possibly. It depends, though. If it's like a big upset, it would certainly break it. But if it's just like what I think maybe the more likely thing is years and years down the road, they just have more of a steady decline to where it becomes clear.
Uh-huh. I thought there would be, after losing the grade eight, as we called like Bolden, Perry, Martell, Lindsay, Haskell, and friends, right, Hester? I thought there'd be a little bit of a decline this year.
Well, boy, there was a little bit. They lost two games.
Yeah, but that kid I wrote about on Friday, the defender guy, kid from Canada. Uh-huh. I mean, Alaska. Jeffrey, and I couldn't even say his last name if I had to. Dude, that kid was like, you know, he was not even a starter. Just a guy who developed and blossomed in like a
I mean, I think that's why – I think you're not giving yourself enough credit in trying to build a narrative here. There was no way – we never thought Gorman didn't have a chance to win the state championship.
Yeah, but remember we were like, oh, my God, their secondary is going to be awful. And then we show up
– No, I called you out on that and said you said the same thing before the other years. This is the difference with Gorman is they are like three deep at every position.
Yeah, but they didn't even have – they had to move Speedy Naylor from wide out to also DB at the beginning of the year. Dude never played DB before.
But we never sat here and said, okay, this is the year Liberty gets them.
No. No.
So,
no.
I guess that's my position, and I don't see it now. I hope it's a good game. I'll be out there, but I'm gonna be picking Gorman big.
I agree with you. I think our picks are fairly obvious this week.
Yeah, I think we've shown our hand in that regard.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, Casey.
Also, is there a chance that defense is? Of course, like we said, they lost those two national games, and it's hard to tell now that they're playing. These local teams are way better than. But I would think that with these guys getting on the field and playing so much, especially on those first four games, that defensively, even some of those holes they had, they're a lot better than they were 3 or 4 months ago.
I would totally agree. Listen, while Gorman's been great, they had the shutout streak of 7 games or whatever. The Southwest League wasn't exactly a power this year. Correct?
No, I mean, a lot of those teams were about equal, though, below. Not saying they were good, but it made for some fun games between the rest of those teams.
Yeah, I mean, you take Gorman out of the league, and it's a great league. I mean, it's a competitive league.
Right,
I don't
right.
think it's got quality.
Yeah, competitive, exactly.
I mean, I think you could have took Cimarron, who took fifth, or I don't know, maybe it was Shadow, in the Northwest and plug them in the Southwest, and they challenge for the deuce, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, I mean, I think we've given our picks.
Well, we're both picking Gorman. I guess we haven't flat-out stated it, Desert Pines or Mojave, but I said Mojave has a better chance at the upset than Liberty. That doesn't mean I'm going with them. I'm taking Desert Pines.
I agree, Case, with everything you've said today. You're
not everything.
You're a wise man. You're
overarching, though. We agree.
Yeah, what you've done in life, Case, is you've really matured into somebody who formulates good opinions after you turn to 30. You have an ability to watch the game of football, look at the linemen, and piece it together. And I'm just sitting there in love with the Jimmys and Joes on the outside. I like anybody that's got speed. So
Mojave has some speed, though.
Yeah, but like I said, the one guy who's got – they got a Porsche in Tywee Walker, and the Porsche's got a flat tire, and they keep putting air in it. And I don't know if the Porsche can make it from here to the end of the stadium. And that's what they're going to need him to do.
Makes sense. We really hope he's at his best.
Yeah,
that'll make Saturday more
interesting. And you know Desert Pines knows they ain't going to drive the Chevy Malibu in the state game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if they have to.
Then they're going to load up.
All right, so we've both got Desert Pines. We've both got Bishop Gorman. One more week after this, the state championship in the upper level. Assuming it'll be Bishop Gorman against Reno, I think, is the best team up north.
Whoever it is. I wanted to see that quarterback that's committed to Notre Dame get picked off five times.
Is he still in? Are they out?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, we'll know a little bit more about the North when we come to you next week. Watch out for Friday, Gorman versus Liberty at the Ranch, right?
At the Ranch.
At the Ranch. And then Saturday, is that at the Ranch too? Where's Saturday's game? Or is it at Gorman?
BG.
Okay, Saturday at Gorman. Look for Desert Pines, Mojave, in the state championship. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now. For Ray, I'm Case.